Hi, I'm Doug Kirshner, and I work on accessibility in Windows. When you're designing your app, it's important to think about all of the people who will use it, including those with disabilities, such as visual, mobility, hearing, and cognitive impairments. In the United States alone, 36 million people have a disability, and worldwide, that figure is estimated around 1 billion. By ensuring your app is accessible to people with disabilities, you can reach a significantly larger customer base and ensure that no one is excluded from being able to use your app. Windows 8 includes a platform for building accessible apps, as well as features to enable users with disabilities to use those accessible apps. In this video, I'll demonstrate three things that can make or break the accessibility of your app. This includes testing your app with high contrast, making sure you can completely control your app using the keyboard, and exposing your app's data and functionality in a way that is available to people using assistive technologies. First, let's look at high contrast. For people who have difficulty seeing the screen, high contrast is a setting in Windows that makes it easier to read text and images. To make sure that people with low vision can see your app, you should make sure your app displays all of its text and images clearly when high contrast mode is enabled. Fortunately, most high contrast bugs are easy to find visually by turning on high contrast and then running your app. Next, let's talk about keyboard navigation, which is essential for people with visual or mobility impairments who don't use the mouse. To support keyboard navigation means that a user can control all of the functionality of your app using only a keyboard. Consider a person with limited mobility who cannot use his or her hands. In this case, the person may control the computer using the accessibility on-screen keyboard. For example, the person might enable scan mode, which allows him or her to completely drive the computer using only a single input switch, such as a foot pedal, or by blowing into a tube, depending on the individual's abilities. Another reason why keyboard navigation is important is for people who are blind and using screen readers such as Narrator. A person who is blind may completely rely on the physical keys of the keyboard to access the app. Keyboard navigation allows the person to move around, for example using tab and arrow keys. Then to activate or select an item, he or she can press enter or space. Lastly, many people simply prefer keyboard navigation as a way of using the system. So, by ensuring good keyboard navigation in your app, you'll make sure that no one is excluded from using your app, and you'll also be making the overall experience better for everyone. The final element of accessibility I'll talk about today is programmatic access. This is about making sure the accessibility data exposed by your app is correct and complete. A person who is blind, for example, can use Narrator in Windows 8 to control the computer and hear what's on the screen.
Deleted items. Junk. 5 of. Outbox. Sent items. Drafts. Inbox. Selected. From Microsoft. New. Percent 1. Button. 2. Editable combo box.
In this example, I'm using Narrator touch gestures to move around the screen and activate items. Narrator relies entirely on programmatic accessibility data to make this possible. For more information about Narrator, be sure to check out the video in this section that goes into detail on how to use and design with Narrator in mind. Another example where programmatic accessibility is important is for speech recognition. A person who is mobility impaired may rely on speech to control the system. Windows 8 includes Windows Speech Recognition to enable users to control the machine only by speaking. In this example, Windows Speech Recognition relies on programmatic accessibility data to identify and activate items based on voice commands. Start. Bing. Show numbers. 1. OK. Windows 8. Search. Microsoft Windows. In this video, I've given a broad overview of why high contrast, keyboard navigation, and programmatic access are important to making sure that everyone can use your app while allowing you to reach a broader customer base. For more information on how to build accessible apps, check out the more detailed video topics in this section. Thank you.